we on the IM?
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day. I think my kids remembered. I think so. Because I heard some arguing. I heard some arguing with Daddy. And I think they were arguing about, you know, should they just give me a puzzle or a soap on a rope? And I think Daddy forced them to get me something nice. Good, because it's been kind of rough. It's been a very, very busy year. Mama's been working hard. And I want to milk every drop of Mother's Day attention I could get. Well, actually, I'm actually going to be working at my office most of Mother's Day. I got a lot of work to do. And it's not so much because I'm a workaholic, but Mother's Day means not only do you get to get all this attention, but you have to give your mother attention and your mother-in-law attention. So honestly, it's easier for me to just bury myself in my work, get my work done. I'll poke my head out long enough for all of us to go out to dinner, and then I'll go back to work. Yeah, I know. It's tough because, you know, you think, I don't want to get into, you know, specifics, but I can't tell you how many times Mother's Day was just a little bit compounded with family issues. And sometimes you just want to sit there and, you know, be left alone. Like Father's Day. What do we make dads do on Father's Day? We make them do a barbecue. We make them work. And, you know, ask Dad, you know, this year, do you really want to sit there and slave over the barbecue? Mom yelling that you slap meat on the barbecue without cleaning the barbecue first, the grill first, right? She upset that you're drinking too much. The kids jump into the pool, so she's asking you to watch the kids in the pool while you're just trying to flip burgers. You know, I almost set up a barbecue on Father's Day. I almost did this year. I decided not to because my birthday comes before. I'll just do a birthday party for me. That's right. You don't know what? My husband's happy. He does not want to deal with barbecue the next day. So, good. Let Dad relax. See, Dad, we start celebrating Father's Day, I mean, 6 in the morning because, you know, I'm up. I'm up 6 a.m. It's Father's Day. Let Dad, you know, me, we don't start celebrating Mother's Day till 11:59 that night because that's when everyone realizes it was Mother's Day. So we'll see where it goes, right? I think it's gonna work out good. For those of Genesis, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. We got Donovan working the dials. We also got Kyle in the background. We got a whole party here. You got me as your radio host, Dr. Dahlia. No, no substitute today. Sorry. People ask me, they go, who would you have fill in for you? And I mean, I've had some people fill in before. They did a good job. They did a great job. But it's always hard when you're a radio host having somebody fill in for you. Okay, because if they're really, I mean, you don't want anybody that stinks. Right? Because then you could lose ratings, but if somebody's really, 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 really good, you know, it's very easy for the boss to go, maybe we should take you. No, no, no. I need to figure that out because I'm going to be taking some time off for the summer because I got to do my CME and take some classes and go to Talkers Magazine convention. So I have to, you know, I'll see. The problem is most everybody else that would cover is going to be gone too. You know, like I'll get a call to cover radio hosts Memorial Day. And, you know, I usually work Memorial Day, but this, you know, one particular time I'm actually going to try and be out of town. I'll probably be back for my show. Not sure what I'm going to do. But anyway, I'm a workaholic. I know I'm a workaholic. Let's just leave it at that. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. While there's researchers studying AIDS research and cancer and autism, we have researchers trying to figure out why people don't spill their coffee. Now, they say researchers are a step closer to understanding the science behind somebody spilling their coffee. Scientists from the University of California, Santa Barbara. Oh, is that a nice place to be a scientist? It's pretty. Okay, decided to look at the physics behind carrying a cup of coffee without causing spillages. Okay. Now they say we spill the drink, but it's a very systematic type of spill. Okay, me, I don't drink coffee, so I don't notice this, but I'll spill anything else. You know what? I spill the patient's urine. Yeah, if you notice, my office now, we have the caps on the cups. I was so sick and tired rushing around with those open Dixie cups and the pee falling all over the place. I'm like, you know what? If I can't walk 2 feet with the urine cup without the urine spilling all over the place, let's get the caps. So now the patients have to cap it up, and we tell them, please, for the love of the Lord, cap them up really tight, because just in case Dr. Dahlia is the one that's going to run your urine, it's going to spill all over the place. Anyway, okay, so what they did is they monitored people walking at different speeds along a straight path while holding a full mug of coffee. And they tried people focusing on the coffee or focusing on the walk, looking straight ahead. The camera recorded the volunteer's motion with a tiny sensor on the mug, recorded the instant of the spillage. Okay? The research is published in the journal Physical Review E. Okay? I don't even want to know A, B, C, and D, but I guess Physical Review E, don't all run at once to buy this journal, found that in average-sized mugs, the coffee's natural frequency was the same as the person's gait, which caused liquid to oscillate. The spillages, they say spillages, because I'm reading this from a British article, the spillages were most likely between a coffee carrier's 7th and 10th step. Which means I need to redesign my lab such that I only have to carry the urine in 2 to 3 steps. But it is a small lab. All right. Following their discovery, the mechanical engineers had some advice for coffee drinkers. They said leave a large gap between the coffee and the top of the drinking vessel and walk slower. Is this science? It is. It's still science. They added that watching the mug rather than the floor while carrying it proved to be more effective coffee holding method. Yeah, until you banged into the wall. All right, so you guys get that? All that work, all that research from the University of Santa Barbara, right? UC Santa Barbara, concluding to not fill the coffee up so high. And maybe keep an eye on the coffee. That's it. All that. Don't you feel smarter for knowing that now? All right, don't go away. I got to write Donovan a little love note, and I'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1586.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.25.98, $8.12.99 for a half ounce, or $406.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.25.98, $8.12.99, and $406.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. AR writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you know if you have a rotator cuff injury? Okay, rotor. I love it. Everybody calls it rotor. Like rotor. I'm not meaning to correct you, but I think you're talking about rotator cuff. Yeah, people always call it rotor cuff. Yeah, rotator. Like rotating. You know what helps you rotate your shoulder. Oh, I wish you were live because I'd love to ask you some questions. Rotator cuff. I think I have some rotator cuff. I think I have every issue. I mean, with the exception of me possibly having an undescended testicle, I think I probably have a little bit of everything. Rotator cuff, one way to tell is you're a little bit weak. Okay? All right, because what happens is your rotator cuff, it's made up of a bunch of muscles and tendons that, kind of connect the arm to the shoulder blade, right? They hold the ball of that upper arm, into that socket. And unfortunately, many of us, if we fall, if we lift, if we do repetitive type things, especially like overhead, like playing basketball is a biggie. Sometimes swimming, pitching is a biggie too. You get rotator cuff injuries, and it's a rough one because many of them need surgery. Now, I always thought going to school that if you had a rotator cuff tear or a tear within the muscle or the tendon, it was because of something that happened traumatically. But from what I understand, many orthopedists have told me, Dahlia, A, get a clue. B, a lot of times you will get a tear from chronic. More times than not, your rotator cuff tear happened chronically, because it's interesting. I'd have medical students coming in saying, no, it can't be a rotator cuff because he said there was no injury. He said he's had, shoulder pain for years. Well, you could develop a rotator cuff tear for years. So basically signs, a big sign is weakness, because remember, you have four muscles comprising your rotator cuff. Subscapularis, suprascapularis, and anyway. And so if you, and there's a test we do, one test I like to do is have you open your, pull your, and you could try this. Let's say if you bring your arm out in front of you, that's 0 degrees, right? If you do it to your side, that's 90 degrees. So bring your arm out, pull over the truck. Yeah, don't do it while driving. Bring your arm out, the affected arm, not the good arm, the bad arm, to 45 degrees, okay? Zero's in front of you, 90's to your side. Bring your arm up 45 degrees. Pretend you're holding a cup of coffee, all right? That hopefully doesn't spill because you're walking 8 steps. Okay, so you have a cup of coffee. Now, pretend like you're pouring that coffee out. Have somebody else press down on the arm. If you have difficulty resisting, not sexually, resisting the strength of the arm, people, come on. Okay, let me review for people taking me seriously. Put your arm, hold your arm out at 45 degrees. Pretend you're holding the cup. Pretend you're spilling the cup. And in that position, have somebody put weight on your forearm. If your arm drops and you have difficulty resisting that weight, that could be a sign of a rotator cuff tear. All right. Also, if you have pain or tenderness reaching overhead, try to teach you guys something. Come on. If you reach behind your back, let's say you're trying to take off your bikini top. Men and women could be wearing bikini tops. I don't know. Any pain doing that could be a sign of a rotator cuff injury. Of course, loss of motion and your desire to not want to move the shoulder. Okay. Now, there's also other issues. Sometimes you could have impingement syndrome of the shoulder, where as you lift your arm, it hurts because you're getting a nerve pinching. You could also have other things. You could have bursitis, where the fluid-filled sac, which is kind of like a pillow. I like to call it that kind of, excuse me, I'm burping. Yeah, you can reflux. No, bursitis is where you kind of have like a, you'll have these sacs of fluid that'll act as shock absorbers and also help with motion. Those things could get irritated. The tendon could become irritated, and then you get tendonitis. And like I said, you could actually have strain or tear, et cetera. But any of these things, I would say definitely get evaluated. Now, it doesn't mean you have to have surgery. All right. Now, most doctors will take an x-ray just to look at the bones, take a look at your clavicle, take a look at your shoulder blade, take a look at the shoulder, the head of the shoulder, glenohumeral fossa, just to take a look at everything, make sure everything looks kind of nice. And then an MRI is really going to be definitive. And that's going to tell us if you did tear any of those muscles or those tendons. And then they'll decide, do they want to do physical therapy? Do they want to do an injection of a steroid? And we've talked about that. Or do they want to go in and surgically repair your rotator cuff? Now, what's interesting is we don't see as many rotator cuff injuries. Our athletes, we do. But in our non-athletes, usually over 40. And here I am hitting another birthday and both my shoulders. And another thing that I'm noticing too is, do you notice sometimes when you sleep on your side, you know how we tell you don't sleep on your back in case you have sleep apnea because you cut off your air supply, sleep on your side? Well, I have many people say my shoulder hurts. I've noticed that too. Now, sleeping on your side won't cause you to have rotator cuff, but sometimes if you have some pain while sleeping on your side, that could be also some sort of shoulder pathology. So I think I covered in a nutshell ice helps, anti-inflammatories, but again, don't do that until you talk to your doctor. No, great question. Guys, keep these questions coming. One, you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, or you could email me at drdahlia.com. Many of you are contacting me through Twitter. I kind of like those more than I thought I would, because I guess with Twitter, you only have 140 characters. And many of you, and I don't mind the long, drawn-out questions, because, of course, you're giving me history. It just, those are a lot more difficult to read on air. I like the one-liners, like the rotor cuff. That was perfect. Love it. It sounds like one of my truckers, too. So I have a place in my heart for all you guys out there and gals. So anything you do is fine by me. Absolutely fine. You can do whatever the heck you want. But, yeah, you can even tweet me your questions. We'll try to do that. I know it gets annoying for a lot of you when you don't have Twitter and you see the television, or you see, they're including the tweets. I don't know. Were we watching Deadliest Catch the other day? It was so annoying. Even more annoying than my talking about it. But it was so annoying because we're trying to watch the show and tweets would come up. I don't give a heart and dude what somebody thinks about Deadliest Catch when I'm trying to watch the show first. Now, I'll read what people think afterwards. I always do that. You know, I'll go on Facebook just to see what people thought, to see who was watching it, etc. But, you know, don't be tweeting in the middle of it and then sticking it in a quarter of the screen. So I know that's annoying, but I promise I will only read to you all the ones that are very, very interesting and something I could actually appropriately answer. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this boy has it together. 23-year-old man who was unemployed, Bennett Olson, did you hear about this? From Rosemount, Minnesota, came up with $300, and he put his face on a billboard. It's one of those rotating billboards that rotates over 24 hours, saying, hire me, Bennett-Olson.com. Now, I'm surprised $300 gets you on one of those billboards. I remember I was trying to locally put a billboard up for the Dr. Dahlia show, high enough so nobody could throw eggs at it. And I mean, oh my gosh, I was being quoted thousands of dollars. I'm like, I can't do that. Not going to happen. And there's no way the radio station's going to pay for that. That was pretty costly. But I guess in Minnesota, he was able to put his, mug and hire me. It was actually pretty smart. He's handsome. He's wearing a tie. A shirt and tie. You really need to look at this, because for those of you unemployed, this may be kind of a smart move. Anyway, lost a job at a casino, had tried to search for about a month, couldn't find another job. So I guess it appears 8 seconds before rotating, and I guess a employer of a marketing firm liked it, thought it was creative, and gave him a job. And so some of you are like, why did he lose his first job to begin with? Right, for the sake of the story, say it was economy. All right. Anyway, he looks like a good kid to me. So Laser Design and GKS Services, which is a 3D scanning company in Bloomington, hired him. They said the billboard led to quite a bit of attention, support, and ultimately interviews. And actually, he was offered, he got, I guess, multiple. He was approached by multiple employers. But these guys gave him a job. Having a sign out there that says, hire me. Not too shabby. And I tell you, sometimes you just have to do something. Actually, I was just going to say to stand out from the crowd, and that's exactly what the employer said. It does take something perhaps unique to make yourself stand out of the crowd. I want to give you a quick piece of advice. Somebody at one of the radio conferences said, look, we're all going to be fired one day. All of us get fired, whether it's in radio, TV, etc. And when you get fired, do you want to think you played it safe your whole career, or did you want to make a move? This is from David Bernstein, who runs David Bernstein Talent. And he said, be on the edge, be creative, because when you do lose that job, and you will lose that job, you'll have something creative that you could show the new employer that that's what you did. And smart move. Yeah, no, I hope I don't get fired. I better do something creative before I get fired. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got
to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rob from San Diego writes, Doctor, I've had two ACL repairs and two meniscal repairs, and I've been told I need to go in for a fifth surgery on my knee because I still have pain and weakness. My knee still gives out. When are they going to consider a knee replacement? Oh, again, I love the emails. I just wish you were live calling in so I could ask. I want to know your age. You know, a lot of times they will not do knee replacements when you're younger, although they have. I mean, I've seen children with juvenile arthritis get knee replacements. If it's severe enough, they will do knee replacements on younger people. So I'd like to know how old you are. Fifth surgery, I'm assuming on the same knee. They may be thinking about it soon, but it all depends. All right, ACL, your anterior cruciate ligament. That a lot of times goes with twisting injuries. I have patients many times, they'll have an ACL tear. Sometimes they'll have a graft. Sometimes they'll, have some, or they'll just reject the graft, or they'll have an infection, or they'll just, have weakness to the surgical site. And how you know you have ACL injuries, anterior cruciate ligament injuries, is because your knee will give out. Your knee will give way. Those ligaments help with the stability. Whereas the meniscus, which is the cartilage in between the bones of your upper leg and lower leg, the meniscus, the cartilage, those help with the sliding and the mobility of the knee. And unfortunately, it's a cushion shock absorber. Unfortunately, when those tear, it inflames and it hurts. I mean, both of them can hurt, ACL tear and meniscal. So if you've had two ACL repairs, two meniscal repairs, if they're going in for a fifth time, that doesn't mean you have to have a knee replacement. I mean, they'll probably go in. I'm assuming you had some sort of an MRI done saying you either had a new tear or the first tear is fraying. I'm not sure why. I'd like to know the history of all four previous surgeries. But yeah, many times they have to keep going back in. Many of us hope that one surgery will do the trick. And I got to tell you, I see people, they come in, they go, Dahlia, I've been scoped twice on this knee, three times on the other. Now, that doesn't mean they needed a total knee replacement. That it just meant they had to go in. Because, if you think about it, if you're going to tear one place, there's a very good chance you're going to be weak in another place. I mean, you're not going to have a 100% perfect knee with just one little itty-bitty tear. Many times if you've messed up your knee, you've really messed up your knee. But they're only going to fix what needs to be fixed at the time, until they can eventually do meniscal transplants, which they haven't been able to do, although they're playing with growing part of the cartilage in the lab and then hopefully inserting it back, which we saw in that woman in England, which I bring up all the time because I think that's probably something that will really improve our osteoarthritis management with our knees. Those hyperviscosity type of injections that people get, the Synvisc, those are nice. Kind of pretends to be a fake cartilage, but only lasts 6 months. I would love to replace people's cartilage. We're outgrowing our bodies. We're living till our 80s, our 90s, our 100s. And, we need our joints to stick with us. By the way, not to go on a tangent, I need to put this on my Facebook fan page. There are six generations of women in this one family. I've got to tell you guys this really quick, and then I'll get back to the knee. I'm sorry. I'm pulling it up right now. From what I understand, you have the granddaughter. You have the daughter. You have the grandma. You have the great-grandma, the great-grandma, and I am looking at the great-great-great-grandma. I believe she's about 111 years old. Oh, this thing is taking too long to load. Can you imagine all that in effect? That's a lot of Mother's Day presents. That's a lot. All right. Molly Wood is her name. She is celebrating Mother's Day this Sunday as the first great-great-great-grandmother's day. She is 111 years old. They live in Virginia. I guess a little baby Braylon was born just 7 weeks ago. So she is the tiniest. That is absolutely amazing. That is the, gosh, you look at these women. Darn, they look young. Until you get to that point. Apparently, Miss Molly Wood never smoked, never drank, and ate correctly. She was born in Charlottesville in 1901, which is the year the first automobile was spotted in her town. She's called a super centenarian, has more than doubled her life expectancy, which was 54 for women at the turn of the 20th century. She looks good for being 111, and you see her next to the great, 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 great-granddaughter, Braylon, absolutely beautiful little baby. And I just think that is amazing. I can imagine the pictures. Anyway, I'll put that on my Facebook page. That is just so refreshing to see. Her daughter looks like she's 90. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Okay, anyway, point being made, we are outliving our bodies. because and our bodies, many times we can only handle things till we're in our, you know, 50s and 60s, and then we need to start getting joints replaced. So, like I said, they'll probably replace the knee. Now, what are signs? Well, if you have failed all conservative treatments, that cartilage is really worn down, that ACL is just working on a thread, then they may decide to just go ahead and replace it. You know, the doctor, the surgeon, the orthopedic surgeon is going to want to just kind of take a look and, you know, make sure from a health perspective you can handle it, make sure you have the type of home support, because once your physical therapy runs out with insurance, and it always runs out too early, you're going to have to work that knee at home. Don't you hate that? You're being told to do your physical therapy, you want to do your physical therapy, and then insurance cuts you off after X amount of visits, and then you have to do it at home. And if you thought your physical therapist was a shrew, wait till you have the wife, you know, work. I already told my husband, if he needs anything done and I'm going to be his physical therapist, I mean, he is not going to be a weenie. I am going to work that joint out. And he's like, oh, Lord have mercy, I don't want this woman, she'd be tripping. Anyway, so he doesn't want anything to do with me being his physical therapist. But it blows my mind, because I'll tell patients, I go, all right, how many more weeks of physical therapy do you have? And they go, Dr. Dahlia, I'm out. You're out of physical therapy? You only had surgery a couple weeks ago. No, I ran out. Yeah, Medicare said that's it. My insurance said that's it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So what are you doing? They're like, well, we have to do it at home. They advanced to me. Don't you love that? You know what they say? They go advanced to home exercise program. Now, we used to say advanced to home exercise program when you had finished your 6 weeks of therapy, et cetera, and you advanced, meaning you graduated. Now do things at home. You know, et cetera. Now they're trying to make you feel good. Say you get to advanced home therapy and you're like, wait a second. I need a heck of a lot more. Can I get the stitches out first before you send me home and cut off my physical therapy? Well, that's what they're doing. Honestly, you know, people ask, Dahlia, how should I be prepared for the way healthcare is going? I would say become doctors, become physical therapists, become dentists so you could do this stuff yourself. I mean, honestly, if your insurance isn't going to pay for it, you're going to have to learn to do it yourself. Yeah, I honestly. Now, I'm married to a chiropractor, so you know. But the problem is, I don't like it when he talks to me. You know, when I have neck pain or back pain, well, you need to do this, you need to do this, because it's my husband, I don't listen to him. When we were dating, I listened to him more than my family. Now, I don't listen to my family, I don't listen to him. Yeah, I just don't listen to, I don't know who I listen to now. I listen to Donovan. Donovan, when he works the dials, if he tells me to do something, it's like, yes, sir. So I guess if he told me to do a certain type of back stretch or Kegel exercise, I guess I'd have to do it. Right? When my husband tells me no, after 12 years of marriage, that's what happens. Okay. We're going to be coming up on break. Very, very interesting. I guess more chemicals in the household cause cancer. FDA is trying to review the first rapid take-home HIV test, which is going to be nice because then we have some privacy. I see your calls coming through. Donovan is hopefully getting on that for you guys. And very interesting, I noticed this when I waited tables. When you wear red lipstick, you get better tits. It's true. They actually did a study, but I noticed that like 12, 15 years ago. Like whenever I wore my darker lipstick, I didn't wear the Hoochie Mama lipstick. I just wore like a darker mauve or something, and my tips were better. I called it my lucky lipstick, but I didn't realize why. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the result in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the jury reached a verdict on Jennifer Hudson's former brother-in-law, who was accused of murdering mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew. I guess what prosecutors had said was an act of vengeance. From what I understand, these killings that happened in October 2008, absolutely frightening that somebody could do this, especially to their own family. He does face a mandatory life prison sentence. He showed no emotion at all. Jurors had deliberated for about 3 days before reaching their verdict against William Balfour. Sorry about that. All right. So, unfortunately, no surviving witnesses, but prosecutors built a circumstantial case by calling 83 witnesses over 11 days of testimony, in which he said he had threatened to kill the entire family if Julia Hudson, one of the, of course, victims, had spurned him. So, unfortunately, horrible, horrible case, but hopefully justice is served. All right, let's move on. FDA is reviewing a first rapid take-home HIV test. They always call them rapid. Rapid is when you get the results, you know, within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or doing it right then and there, as opposed to going to the doctor, getting your blood work done, and then having to wait a week or two. So whenever they say rapid, that's what they're talking about. Rapid. Not rabid, like a bat or a dog. Rapid. Good. Anyway, FDA reviewers said Friday the OraQuick in-home HIV test could play a significant role in slowing the spread of HIV. But it also raised concerns about the accuracy of the test, a mouth swab that returns results in about 20 minutes. The review comes one day after an FDA advisory panel endorsed the HIV pill Truvada for preventative use. Oh, that's cool. We got to talk about that next time. If FDA follows the group's advice, the daily medication will become the first drug approved to prevent healthy people from becoming infected with the virus that causes AIDS. Yes, I can't tell you how many times I have people come in saying their partner has HIV, and they want to make sure they don't get it, but they still want to be active and intimate with the partner. So if this medication helps prevention, that's phenomenal. I would still say, even on the medication, because there's always false negatives, false positives, there's always failure rates, I would still recommend, backup protection. But we'll talk more about it as we get more information on that. So I guess there are 1.2 million HIV carriers in the U.S. who are not aware they are infected. 240,000 people are running around right now that public health experts estimate have HIV. And HIV leads to AIDS. The human immunodeficiency virus leads to acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So that's why this test for HIV and not AIDS. AIDS is the syndrome that you get once you acquire HIV. HIV virus can cause a lowering of the white blood cell count. Lowering of the white blood cell count causes immunosuppression. People that have immunosuppression end up acquiring diseases that healthy people wouldn't. So we start seeing some rare type of diseases in people with AIDS because they are so immunosuppressed. Compromised. Remember, we're surrounded by bugs. We're surrounded by fungus. We're surrounded by viruses. We're surrounded by bugs, but we don't get sick all the time because of our immune system. So people with a compromised immune system will end up being affected. You know, you'll also hear of cases where people who had to be on, you know, chronic steroids or immunosuppressant drugs for other reasons, whether RA, psoriasis, etc., end up getting a more aggressive type of cancer. You know, and that shows that we have cells that turn cancerous all the time. But our body fights it. That's why it is so crucial for you to take care of your body. You're expecting your body to fight cells going AWOL. And your body hopefully finds them, tumor necrosis factor, a variety of other mechanisms you have in your body that fights it, realizes it's odd, and knocks it out of the ballpark. That's what we want. That, you know, your body is designed to protect itself. That's what your body's designed to do. So make sure you treat it right. Okay, so they think this test would miss about 3,800 HIV positive people per year based on its false positive rate. The test correctly detected HIV in those carrying the virus 93% of the time, but the rate is below the FDA recommended 95% threshold for accuracy. So, of course, what they're worried about is somebody takes a test, they're negative, and the patient goes, oh, good, then I'm good. And they're going to have to say, look, just because you're negative doesn't mean you're really negative. You see, that's a specificity aspect, okay? Well, actually, it's a sensitivity aspect. If it only picks up 93% of the cases and it'll miss, some, then it's not as, we need to increase its sensitivity. Specificity means if you're positive, you're positive. All right, but it's not that specific if you have a lot of false positives. We had to learn this stuff in medical school. Now you know why I don't urge people to go to medical school. Every test, and I still get tested on that when we with the boards. Specificity, sensitivity, positive predictive value, negative predictive value, drives you crazy. Okay, so anyway, the FDA has already approved HIV test kits that people take home, but these kits require a blood sample. The OraSure uses oral. See, the mouth swab. So that's why they really need to make sure this sucker is sensitive. All right. And of course, have a very good specificity. All right. Really quickly, we're going to be talking about in the next hour, chemicals in the household. Still, all right. Now this is the European Environmental Agency now is saying, look, many of these everyday items have endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs, which affect the hormone system, could put you at risk for cancer, put you at risk for feminization. It's in our food, our cosmetics, our pharmaceuticals. They also claim that these things in our house could also be causing neurological developments and abnormalities in our newborns. So what they want is a precautionary approach to the chemicals until their effect is better understood. They aren't giving us a list of things in the house, but these are things that we've been talking about throughout. Remember the phthalates? Remember where you're talking about phthalates? I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it right. Remember those are in our soaps, are in our makeup, in our perfumes. Those are the things that have been linked to cancer. People have been panicking. Is my deodorant caught? We don't know. I mean, we've been using perfume. We've been using makeup for years. And honestly, if I went without makeup, y'all couldn't even listen to me on the radio. You'd be like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Please get some makeup on, Dr. Dahlia. So, but we'll keep you posted. Just, again, everything in moderation. Mix it up a little bit. I don't know what to say until we get more news on this. And then finally, ladies, if you want to get more tips, research shows if you put on luscious red lipstick, and I never use luscious red, but if I use like a darker mauve, my tips came in, they were better tips. They say 2/3 of customers are more likely to leave a better tip to waitresses with luscious red lips. This is from the Université de Bretagne, Sud France. They tracked the lips or the tips left for 7 waitresses over 2 months. In almost 450 transactions, waitresses wearing pink or brown or none at all got tips on average only 30% of the time. But those that had red lipstick, male customers tipped half the time and left more money. See, me, I always called it the lucky lipstick. I didn't think it was because I look sexier. I just noticed that when I wore one color versus another, my tips were better. And I'm wondering if maybe I looked better with that lipstick. Oh, boy. Here's my problem. When I waited tables, I would always mess up the order. My nose would be running a lot. And so if I lost tips, it wasn't because I was a horrible waitress. It was because, you know, I'd have to stop and put the food down, wipe my nose, leave the food, and it would be on a wrong table. I mean, if your nose started dripping, right, and I was on my way to table 10, but I was passing by table 4, I would have to put the food down on table 4, tell them, don't touch. Wash my hands real quickly, come back, grab the food from table 4. One of my jobs, we didn't have a tray. We had to hand carry because, you know, it was slabs of ribs. And this is Tony Roma's. And then I'd have to go over to table 10, serve them their food. So I wouldn't get good tips then. Yeah, that was not good. The first Caesar salad I made, I just had the lettuce, and then I just put the Caesar salad dressing on the top in a circle. And my customer had to say, look, Caesar salad, you mix it up. And I'm like, really? And then my first French onion soup, I forgot the cheese. And when he asked me for the cheese, I came back with the cold piece of cheese to put on it. And he goes, no, you're supposed to cook it with the cheese. I needed my lipstick that day. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.